With bus service cancelled or detoured by the snow, many people hope taxis will get them to appointments, work and shopping, but they're finding it hard to catch a ride. That's because professional drivers are dealing with the same conditions as everyone else, said Mohan Kong, president of the BC Taxi Association. Kong said many drivers aren't leaving their homes right now, and those that are may be having trouble navigating streets that remain unplowed and driveways that need shoveling. It's been crazy this week, he said, adding many taxi drivers have had bad experiences in this kind of weather and know it's risky to take a shift, even though it's a lucrative time of year, with office parties, increased socializing and shopping. Kong, who was president of Yellow Cab during the blizzard of 96, said this year's conditions are nowhere near as bad as 1996, when there were no cars, taxis, fire or police vehicles on the streets. But it's bad and it's hindering the transportation, he said. Tariq Bin Alim, general manager at Victoria Taxi, said more than half the company's drivers have not been able to get their cars out of the driveway. At one point on Tuesday, the first day of heavy snow, Victoria Taxi had about 10% of its fleet of 70 cars available, Bin Alim said. And the calls were insane, he said, 80 to 90 calls for each car available. That has since improved to the point that there are generally two or three calls for each car available. Like Kong, Bin Alim said some drivers just aren't prepared to take the risk because the roads aren't that safe. Bin Alim said he has fielded a few angry emails saying taxis should be on the road because people rely on them. There may be some unrealistic expectations out there, he said, noting taxis have to travel on the same roads where BC Transit cancelled services because they're so treacherous. Tuesday we had some drivers just go home because there were drivers getting stuck all over the place. Mandeep Rana, who owns Lucky to Go, one of the only ride-hailing services in Victoria, said many of its 20 registered drivers don't want to risk driving in icy and snowy conditions. We are getting tons of calls, but these are private cars, and people are stuck in their own houses, he said. It's not like a service, drivers are, bound to, they're not my driver. They come when they wish to, or feel comfortable doing, or if there's money and if it's a risk worth taking. Rana said the ongoing labor shortage has also limited the number of drivers. Social media has been a bit of help for some residents who need to get out for essentials or appointments. On several online chat rooms, people have offered their driving services and use of their four-wheel drive SUVs to those in dire straits. Some have also resorted to another time-honored transportation method, dragging kids and groceries along the streets on toboggans. A. Duffy at TimesColonist.com.